Okay, today we're speaking with three superintendents from Taylor County Schools. Lori Mannion, superintendent of schools for the Riblake School District, Georgia Kraus, superintendent of the Gilman School District, and Pat Sullivan, superintendent of the Medford School District. These three school districts have combined to come up with a program called Employee of the Month. Lori Mannion, tell us about this new honor.
We were looking for ways to celebrate our educators and all the good things that they're doing in our schools. And so the three of us got together, and Brian Wilson, editor of the Star News, was part of that initial conversation. And we just talked about different ways that we could celebrate our educators. And so we discussed promoting them through one a month, and just looking for educators that were doing excellence in the classroom or excellence with our students. And so this is just a great way to collaborate between the three school districts. And so this month we start our first Educator of the Month.
And which school district will that be?
It's going to be Riblake to start out with, and then it's going to pass on and rotate through. Gilman will be in October, and Medford will be in November, and then we'll start over again. So we'll run it through the 9 months of the school year.
What will the process be in picking this Employee of the Month?
You know, maybe each district might handle that a little differently. I know that in Medford, what we're planning to do is our administrative team will devote, some time to just that in our monthly meetings. And what I'm going to do is ask the principals and the assistant principals in each building to just bring forward, recommendations and talk a little bit about why you think that particular employee, you know, is deserving of this award, out of your building. And as a group, it'll be a tough choice, no doubt, because anyone that's recommended, will be a good candidate for it. But as a group of administrators at the Medford School District, we'll just talk about it and we'll make a final selection. And
now, you said your administrative personnel get together, but couldn't it be an administrator as well?
No, you know, Russ, when the three of us talked about this, we had decided that this would be something for, teachers or support staff in our district. So, you know, not that our administrators, you know, aren't doing those things, but we really wanted to highlight either a teacher or a support staff person.
Georgia Kraus is superintendent of schools for the Gilman School District. And so do you see this as a trend that all three school districts will kind of get together and do these different events?
I really see it as a statewide trend. If you look at the collaborations that are occurring, we were talking a little bit before about sports and athletics, just as an example. There are collaborations going on in all districts. If you look at Gilman in particular, we're actually in three different counties. And so we collaborate with some in Taylor. We collaborate with Chippewa. And so I see that trend continuing.
Will your selection process be similar to the one that Pat talked about in the Medford School District?
You know, we have a very small administrative team. There are only two of us. So we will open it up and allow our employees and educators and support staff to nominate. We could even open it up to board members or parents to nominate in our district. It's a very friendly community, and I think that they would appreciate being able to be a part of the process.
And this isn't only going to be educators. You said employees of the Gilman, Riblake, Medford School District, so it could be, say, a janitor that's exemplary, going above and beyond.
You know, we'll work with the other two districts to make sure that we're all doing about the same thing, but none of these pieces function without the entire group working together. So all people are important in the districts.
Since this is the last week of September and Riblake is the first selection, so Lori, have you made that selection?
Well, I made the phone call to the candidate in August, and he accepted, and so we were really excited to be nominating John Adams. He's our middle school math teacher, been in the district for a lot of years, has been a coach in numerous different sports, and so this is the first anybody is really hearing who it's going to be. We'll be presenting it at the school board meeting in October. John, I just think, is a great way to start this whole process off with the Taylor County Educator of the Month. I think he is a fine example of the kind of educator we're looking for and the way we want to celebrate these folks.
it's great to be able to highlight this work that our staff does. We have educators who will be training at different things all throughout the summer, and I'm sure the other districts have that too. They're in there at 10 o'clock at night during a board meeting. It's just great to be able to recognize some of the outstanding efforts of our employees.
And our thanks to the three Taylor County Superintendent of Schools, Georgia Krause from Gilman, Laurie Mannion from Rib Lake, and Pat Sullivan from the Medford School District.